Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor digital world broadcast under the KXOY building. Guys, welcome to a Monday. It is September 23rd, 2024. Hello and hi.
Hello. Howdy.
Oh, gosh, Steve, did you... Oh, you probably didn't come in on Washington.
I didn't do it. Oh, what?
Oh, Jay, please tell me Washington... Please tell me that it's still got the same problem it's been having.
Which is?
All the construction cones get put up on Washington every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're overusing cones in that Washington and Boone...
No doubt.
...experience. But are all the cones knocked over again?
They're knocked over, and then they're, like, spread out. Like,
yes.
So you
yes.
can't really drive down the road.
No.
And it was like, I came around the corner... And I was like, oh, well, this looks fun. It looked like it was supposed to be some sort of obstacle course where you're like...
It's wild.
Driver's Ed test.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not possible. I went on that road on Friday or Saturday to go pick up medicine at the pharmacy down there. And it was that way.
They must have set them back up.
They had to set them back up, and then somebody went and knocked all of them down.
And
again.
I'm going
to
tell you, it's impossible. It's not like a car hit them.
Somebody
is tipping them over and spreading them out so that it is impossible.
Taking a while.
Oh, there was some effort there because it's two or three blocks worth.
And it's a lot of cones.
Oh man, it is a ton of cones. Yeah, again, overuse, I believe. But you know. And they're just the big cones, the regular ones, not like the skinny ones you see on the freeway. It's just regular old cone time. And man, cone time. It's insane. So then I thought to myself, am I supposed to call someone? Like, do I call like Crime Check or something?
For cones?
That's what I didn't know. I'm like, well, I mean, it's literally when it gets busy, you can't drive down the road.
So what'd you do?
I just zigzagged in and out and came to work. But I just thought, but when I got here, I thought, am I supposed to call? I probably should have called, right?
I don't know, Jay.
I mean, I don't know the protocol there, but maybe it is a call Crime Check and say, hey, man, cone issue. Cone alert.
Mm. Or
cone
is there...
time.
Is there like a non-emergency...
Yeah, that's Crime Check.
Is
crime
that what
check.
I mean? I
that's
guess
what
that
crime
is.
Check is. Yeah,
I guess that's
456-2233.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I get here. I'm glad I was not the only one to experience that, Kevin. I feel a little bit better or worse as the case
Jay,
might be.
I saw it over the weekend, and I thought I need to remember to talk about that. And then look at you. You had to deal with it today.
I can't believe it was I hope it was new. I hope it was a new event, and they didn't just leave it that way all weekend. And then I get to work, and I'm doing the thing every once in a while where I'll mix it up. Like, there's two ways to get into the building when you come through the back entrance, and you come up the stairs and you go to the right, or you come up the stairs and go to the left. Which way do you go, Steve? I'm assuming to the right.
Come up the stairs. Yeah, to the right.
Yeah, because
there's
the doors close to where you come up the stairs.
I always go to the left.
Yeah.
When I used to work there.
Right, yeah. And so I went to the left this time just for the heck of it, and one of my biggest pet peeves in the world is if you grab a doorknob or a handle and it's got just junk on it, like you can feel as if someone had just eaten a cinnamon roll and then just grabbed the doorknob and walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And it just got just, ugh. Whatever that was, I don't know what it was, but whatever it was nasty. So I grabbed the door handle and I'm like, ah, bro, seriously? So I walked directly to the bathroom. Grab a couple paper towels, run them under the water, and walk back to the doorknob because I'm like, I can't do it. I mean, I probably would never go that way again after that experience, but I had to clean it off because it's so disgusting.
Mm. You think it's the same people who are doing the cone thing? And
they have sticky fingers after touching all those cones.
Yeah.
And they wipe them on the door handle as they walk in the building. I mean, it's possible. It seems like the same kind of person, yeah. Mm. I mean, at least wipe your hand on your pants before you open the door if you got, like, I don't know, cinnamon roll all over it.
So it was like dripping cinnamon roll frosting.
I don't think it was dripping.
It was dried. It was just...
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about? Just how you get enough. That feeling yeah, where you go, oh, gosh, whatever that was, gross.
Did it feel like you were in Home Alone? Where you're just like stuck to the...
yeah. Somebody like, booby-trapped the doorknob?
Yeah.
If you'd seen the Friday guys in front of you with donuts, oh. You're like, okay, so we got a little donut on the door, no big deal.
Right.
But when you have no idea what it is, you're like, yeah.
I'm going to clean that up and get some sanitizer as fast as I can.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And so I did feel a little bad this morning when I was looking in the mirror. I thought, oh, look at that facial hair. I got to keep this.
Right.
And I felt bad. So I shaved it down a little bit, mm-hmm. left like a mustache, but like the stubble. So I'm not bald.
Kevin James.
And I sent you a picture. How did you feel about that?
Realize you have a lot of gray hair on your face.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, and a good morning to our buddy Rick.
Oh, boy, here we go. Wow, I wondered how long it would take today.
What? I'm just, good morning, Rick. That's all I was going to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. So funny. Oh, man.
Seahawks 2 games up, Rick.
Yeah.
I know. The 49ers, here's the thing about the 49ers. They do this. The same 3 guys get hurt every year.
Mm-hmm.
They just take a time during the season, beginning, middle, or end. And they get hurt.
Yeah.
And then when they're all back and they're healthy, they're going to win all their games and they'll go to the Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah. So enjoy this while
hey,
I can.
Take it
Rick.
While you got it, man. Yep. I mean, you know how that is.
Yeah, that had a nice beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, right.
But right now, Jay's team, the Vikings.
Yeah.
My team, the Seahawks.
Right.
And Steve's team, the Chicago Bears, are all 3-0.
What is happening right now?
What?
Oh, wait. The Bears are not.
It's like, what are you saying? I mean, they've lost like 2 in a row or something. Didn't they win the first game and then lost 2, Steve? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Same old story.
So, good morning,
Same
Rick.
Old beginning, middle, and end.
Well, you don't know yet.
That's true. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm giving it time.
You should. I mean, it's
at least
3
a few
games.
More games, and then I'll start screaming.
Yeah. Boy.
Does your dad get into sports at all?
A little bit, yeah.
And was it King Peter's birthday yesterday?
It was.
Very nice. Well, we should call and wish him a happy birthday later.
That would be a great idea, yeah.
I mean, we could, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. To. No question about it. We should call him. I mean, he's obviously up. It's 2 hours ahead. There's no way your dad is sleeping at 8:15. We should just, let's just call him at 8:30, his time.
Yeah, we could do that.
Why don't you find a time that he's available and see if we can chat with King Peter?
Okay, I'll text him in a little
bit. I would
bit.
Love that, yeah. I would love that. I mean, if that it's okay with you.
Well, the last few times, we'll see.
Well, it's not like he's Kevin's mom going to cuss on the air. I mean, he's fine.
My mom did call me later that day, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
It was funny because
we don't even think about it, Mom, with you. And-
no, heavens no. Oh, Kevin, are you cutting out? Oh, yeah, you got a, you
hello?
Got, you got a he's crappy got a equipment problem. Yeah, that was funny because I sent that clip to my family. You know, we have a little the fam bam little text thread, and of course that was met with great laughter from my children, who were interested in knowing what happened, how it happened, did we cut it off the air, all the logistics of it. You know, and then my one son goes, somebody was a little comfortable.
When it wasn't even that's what's so weird about it is comfortable for sure, but it's just. It's not like my mom. Like she
not
just doesn't
all.
Swear.
I don't think
ever.
I've heard. I don't think I've heard your mom. I don't think I've ever heard your mom cuss. You
and
know, except for
does,
on that one.
It's always with Bambi and or Patty who get her worked up.
Sure.
With their stories.
Yeah.
And then she Yep.
Yeah, that was the funny part, because I think Bambi kept blaming your mom for things that Bambi had done.
That is correct.
And then your mom was, like, trying to defend herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what happened, so.
Now, and Bambi signed him up for a timeshare stuff.
Which is, no wonder she cussed.
Like, no.
I was like, oh, blank.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
By the way, I just put it up on our poll on Twitter. Have you ever heard your mom cuss? So we'll find out how that goes.
Mm.
Hi, Steve.
We'll find out. Hi, Jay. Hi, Kevin. So I did just text my father.
Yes, King Peter.
King Peter. And it says delivered.
Oh.
So we'll see. Sometimes
does he have his red receipts on?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay, all right, good.
So what's weird is sometimes, like, I'll call him. And he picks up, like, before the first ring ends.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, he's got his phone on his watch and everything.
Oh, man, yeah, let's go.
So, and then other times, I'll text him, and it takes him, like, half the day or maybe the whole,
sure.
whole day to get back.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
He may or may not respond. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know. They're probably out walking the dog or something. I don't
is
know.
Is that a morning ritual?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So.
It's not code for anything, is it?
Well, it can't be a ritual if it you only do it sometimes.
Yeah.
True.
Good point, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you.
Kevin, our resident English expert.
I mean, he's right.
He is right.
When he's right, he's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be something I would say. So I have to, you know.
Right? Hats off, my friend.
Well done. Well done. Done.
Good job, Kev.
I think, am I rubbing off on him a little bit?
I don't know. I think only Kevin can answer that.
Well, I haven't left the house for 2 weeks.
Yes, it's working.
Now, Steve has been all over town, Kevin, in the last, like, you know, 4 days. He's been everywhere. He's been, where were all the sites you were? Valley, you were out on the West Plains. Where were you on Saturday? Were you out to West Plains on Saturday? I don't even know where you were all week.
I don't even know where I was.
Yeah.
Where was I?
He was everywhere, though. So, you know, you can't say that, Kevin. Out meeting people, making friends.
It's what I do. It's on my business card.
Do you have a business card you hand out?
You know, I got a wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my.
I got a business card for my first radio job, and there was a cartoon falcon on there. It's adorable.
Why a falcon?
One of our stations. That was our...
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was hoping that's what it was. It was just random animals stuck on there. I mean, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
Does our company still do business cards?
I don't think so.
Do you have a business card?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I
you
have,
do.
Like DJ a, company ones, yeah, and I even regret those half the time.
Yeah. And how is it you hand those out, Kevin? There's like at dances where people go, oh,
yeah,
is there a way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they'll be like,
that
oh,
makes sense, yeah.
You guys are so great. Oh, how do we? And then you know, have a little pocket full of them. And
maybe you could
out.
Just have like a QR code stuck to your table and they could just.
Absolutely, you know. Jay. There's so many better ways to do it.
And then that way they'd have it digitally on their phone as opposed to, what did I do with that business card?
Right.
I feel like that's what happens
now.
Yeah,
believe
to
me.
Them. Yeah.
2025. Things are coming.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And this one says, you guys are killing me this morning. I'm supposed to be on a diet. Now all I want is a grilled cheese sandwich dipped in spaghetti with a side of pickles and a large Coke. Thanks.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Kevin James.
You're killing me, Smalls. Then we can help.
Well, make it a Diet Coke and you're fine.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Audio Vault brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. Wow. Big day for us here. Big day, guys. King Peter, Steve's dad, is on the phone with us right now. Sir, how are you?
Fine. How are you guys? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes, we missed you. Happy birthday. Belated birthday.
Thank you.
And it was yesterday was the birthday, Peter?
Yes, it was.
Okay. What do you like to do for your birthday? Like, is there a favorite dinner that Barb either prepares, or maybe you guys go out and do something? What is it that you like to do?
Well, last night we did go out for dinner, and I don't get prime rib very often. I had prime rib at this good restaurant.
Peter. That sounds delicious. So good. Do you also eat the horseradish so much that your eyes are watering, your nose is, and you're miserable, but you love it?
No, I do eat the horseradish sauce that comes with it, and there's just a little steam coming out of my ears once in a while.
Okay. Do you guys still do presents for each other, or is it just kind of happy birthday, let's go for a walk with the dog, and we'll have a prime rib later?
Barb said, that shirt I gave you a week ago, that's your birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. You don't need anything. You probably just buy it yourself anyway.
No, well, some things. Clothes-wise, she's my dresser, you know, a lot of the time.
Really? So she's like, I think like most guys, at some point you give up the fashion consulting and just turn it over to your wife. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, you get this, how could you buy that type of thing, too many times, you know, and you say, okay, I think I'll give that up. I'll just buy socks or something, you know,
an underwear.
Yeah.
Now,
perfect.
Your son talked to you yesterday for your birthday, correct?
Yes, he did.
And it was very nice. Okay, well, that's good.
Very nice.
Very nice. That's what you come by it honestly, Steve. Did you guys talk for a very long time?
We tend to talk for anywhere from a half hour to an hour and 15 minutes. This was a little bit longer. Yeah, it was closer to that hour and 15 minutes probably.
How is he doing, do you think, here at the station when he shares his inner circle life with you? How does he sound like he's getting along?
He's really enjoying it. You know, this is, a step up for him in the radio world, and the responsibilities are great, and you guys are fantastic. So, I mean,
well,
what else?
We don't need to be feeding their egos here. All right.
Yeah, Steve's like, leave that part out. They don't need any help.
You were fishing, Hajay.
Well, no.
Man.
Well, that's great. I mean, we love him here. He's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's great. We're very happy that everybody's happy. you know, the main thing.
When we go to like concerts and stuff, Peter, and Steve's there, there seems to be an exceptionally high number of ladies who want to have their picture taken with Steve.
Well, that's good. Let's hope it's more than a picture sometimes, but okay.
All right, let's not team up here.
No, I'm telling the truth. Steve, you can't even lie. You know I'm telling the truth.
I mean, I could lie, first off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I don't know if that's the truth.
Yeah. No, he's very, very popular. He's a very likable person. You guys have done a great job, obviously.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, it's a team effort. he's a good participant, believe me. It's always been a pleasure with both my guys, you know, so
sure.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah. But back to the prime rib.
Kevin's got...
Medium rare.
One track.
Okay, medium rare. Yeah, yeah.
That's
how
that's,
big,
that's
Peter? How big did you...
Oh, my gosh.
I get a 10-ounce. They offer, like, I think it's 20-ounce, which is outrageous price and too much meat for me.
I think I did that one time and realized, oh gosh, that's way too much meat for me.
Lot.
It just seemed cool and it wasn't even right.
Yeah, I mean, then you have roast beef sandwiches for the next 2 days. You know,
right.
Afterwards you bring it home. So the dog.
Now, Peter.
Yeah, we're all about leftovers.
Most importantly, for your birthday, did you make Barb disappear? Because she has not said a word during this entire conversation.
It's interesting, yeah.
No, she's here. Say hello.
Hello.
That's funny because Barb is just sitting in the background and just enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of times, I don't know if this happens at anybody else's house, but sometimes, Kevin, if I'm on the phone, you know, talking to a family member, and my wife is there, and I have it on speakerphone because that's what we do at the house. She'll tend to chime in occasionally to correct or whatever the case might be.
That happens here, too.
Yeah. I keep them
the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's how it works.
When you get old, you have to complete each other's phrases because you forget the beginning or the end of them.
Are you saying anything inappropriate?
Right. Yes, that's good to have you there as the, you know.
Yeah, a good filter.
That's right. Exactly. Wife filter, I think they call that. Well,
the problem is I don't get it before he says it.
Right. Yeah, it's not like it's written down where you can edit it for him. He just blurts it out and then you got to try to make it better. Yeah.
Well, but by, you know, when I'm going down that dreadful path, I can see her hand shaking and waving to stop. Don't say any more about this. Or whatever.
Yes.
You got the signal down. I love it. Well,
Peter, are you okay sharing how old you are? Are you to the point where you're kind of proud,
Kevin,
of it now? Well, I know, because I don't know where that point is. Like, some people just like, oh, yeah, I'm getting up there, you know, or almost 70. But then there's a point where they start to get proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm 72 in a day now.
Right. Young 72 in a day.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And he looks good.
He does.
Yeah.
You got good genes, yeah. Peter Heskey.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
good genes. That's luck of the, you know, the draw as far as that's concerned. And I try to eat healthy most of the time, and so I splurged last night and had all that beef. But in fact, I'm going to go to pickleball in about 20 minutes. So.
Nice.
Oh, there we go.
Go whip up on those old guys. All right.
Yeah, the old guys. You know. Where, you know, I started off, I was absolutely terrible, and now I'm just bad at it. So, I mean, you know, I'm
do you play against a guy that tends to try to, I mean, it's hard to cheat in pickleball a little bit, but do you have any of those, just the one guy who seems to like to stretch the rules a little bit?
That's probably me, because I say it's out, you know, and they don't believe me.
Right. Like, that was out by a long shot. They're like, it hit the line. Okay.
It was in the kitchen.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you had a happy birthday. Thanks for letting us bug you here on this Monday morning. We appreciate it. And good luck at pickleball.
Well, thank you so much. I need all the help I can get, believe me.
All right. We'll be in touch with you, too.
Okay, great.
Have
great
fun.
Hearing from you.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys.
King Peter, 72 years old, going to pickleball. Got to love it. How often does he play, Steve?
I think he tries... Oh, at least once a week. He was worried, though, it was going to get rained out today.
Oh, wow.
Because I guess it was raining over there. But I'd say a couple times he does that. He does his once or twice a week poker. He's a busy man.
I love it. I love that.
He's a busy man.
And you're right, Kevin. That was unusual because with Barb there, I thought we were going to get a little more Barb snuck into that conversation.
Yeah, I did, too.
But she was King Peter was on his
best
behavior.
He had not said anything wrong, I guess.
That's right. Exactly.
That can't be it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I am all torso. I have the shortest legs.
That, by the way, they should sell shirts like that, Kev, in the size. All torso.
Kevin James.
All torso. I think I always thought that's what the team meant was torso.
What does it mean? Toddler? I mean, what?
Tall.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can download the Coyote Country app. Take us with you wherever you happen to be. It's super sip. Everybody okay? Super simple to listen.
To the text line.
Like Chrissy, she's in Slovenia now with our Spammy. She's one of our spam ambassadors. And she sent pictures. Was that this morning or yesterday?
When was the 21st? Well, that was a couple days ago.
Oh, it was Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now she's in Slovenia. They have been world travelers.
Yeah, they've really been... all around.
I like the fact it's at a castle, and we'll have some updated pictures on the spam around the world coming up in a little bit here. And I think we have to talk to Natalie Grant at some point this week because she was, where was she, Italy?
Yeah.
And she also took one of the spammies, and we haven't seen any pictures yet, but we're looking forward to her update as well. So thanks to Chrissy for texting in her pictures.
To the text line.
509-441-0999, the Rungi Furniture Studio line to call or text. But we're taking text at this particular point. This one says, morning, guys. I love hearing the pride in Steve's dad's voice when he talks about his son. It's from Laurel.
It's It's very nice.
Very nice.
He did say it.
Yeah, he actually did say it. I mean, he should be proud. Why
can't,
not? Yeah.
Can't help it. It's just, it's the Heskey genes.
I know. I like that when he said that. Just got good genes, man. Just got good genes.
Oh, man. There was a time I had like a doctor's appointment or something, and they had to like ask me my age, and he was with me at the time.
Okay.
And I don't know. So he must have been 50s?
Like, so were you like a child or a young adult?
Yeah, child, okay. Young adult, whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know. A long time ago.
Gotcha.
And then he goes, oh, well, can you guess my age?
Oh, no. To the doctor or nurse?
Yeah, whoever it was. Uh-huh. I don't know. Someone sitting at the front desk. I don't know. He's very proud of his youthful look.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he should be. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Can you guess? It's like a circus trick. He's like, he gives up.
Yeah.
King Peter has like a pocket full of prizes. He's like, can you guess my age? They get within a year. Well, here you go.
Yeah. You know how they have like the prizes at doctor's offices? He just carries it around so they don't need that.
The wishing well thing where you go over there and dig in there like at the dentist or whatever. You get that nickel prize kid is excited about for about 5 seconds. Then it ends up stuck in the car seat. Yeah, that one.
You have a text one.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think this is the first time it happened to me. I got a sunburn and a windburn on the same weekend.
Oh, really?
From Maureen.
I definitely had that happen.
The sunburn, windburn, back-to-back days or something? Yeah. I think, well, what would that have been? Saturday for the sunburn? And maybe...
It was kind of windy on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue. I feel like I'm missing the best weather, like my favorite weather of the year. I'm just missing being cooped up inside with my illness, and it's just like,
Well, can you go outside or no?
A little bit, Jay. I go out onto my porch a little bit. You know, I sit out there, and then sometimes if the sun's on me, it feels so good. Otherwise, like yesterday, I was out there with Amelia, and she covered me in one of her knitted blankets.
Yeah.
That's like pink and purple and...
She's knitting like already?
It's like an Afghan or whatever. Is that what those are called?
Yes, they are.
A shawl. Like she put it around my shoulder. So like sitting outside with that on because I had gotten cold.
Are you just going to ignore my question?
God, I'm an old man.
I think you did.
Steve, jokes... Yeah. It was a good joke. Just let it sit.
Very mad.
I'm mad.
It's a great joke.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the text line.
That's all I wanted.
Can't let her knit yet. Running with knitting needles, bad. I don't know why they always say that, but you know that famous saying, don't run with knitting needles. Did anybody do that? I don't know. Anybody do the boulevard race this weekend? Steve, did you do the boulevard race?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's only two. It's, you know, it's the...
Third annual?
Second, yeah.
Second annual,
like,
okay.
Like the...
Tell me more.
Second cousin of Bloomsday. I don't know. It's just a... It's a walk, run. I think it's 4 miles, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And, you know, all the proceeds go to cancer research and supporting, you know, all the things with the Community Cancer Fund.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool thing. I did see the winner. I was like, I don't know, every time I see anything, same with Bloomsday, when you see like the winner's times, you know, you're like, whoa, what? So 4 miles, and the guy finished in 16:57, I think it was.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So you would have been...
4 miles.
I would have been just like finishing the first mile.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's honestly nuts. Oh, man.
That is pretty wild.
So, yeah. So, hats off to all those people. And I don't know how many were in the race. I was going to say 2,000. I think now I might just be making stuff up.
When it's one of those, you see the event and you go, okay, that's kind of cool. I wonder how long it'll last, how it'll stick.
Yeah.
But it does seem like that one's getting, no pun intended here, but... It seems like it's getting some legs.
Yeah,
and
right.
It could really last for a while.
I feel like that's right. Yeah. And it's part of the Community Cancer Fund, so I feel like there's got a lot of... It has a lot of support. And it is kind of cool. Like, you know what? The weather's cool. It's kind of bookends the summer with the with Bloomsday in the spring, this one in the fall. And then also it's just a little shorter. So, you know, it's
right.
It's 4 miles seems more less daunting, I think.
Indeed.
I think there probably are some people who might go, well, even on the walk part, like 7.5 is a long walk.
Oh, yeah. I would walk 4 miles. Would I walk 7? Nah.
No. And again, 4, plenty long, but...
It is.
I feel like more likely to just appeal to people who are like, yeah, man, I'll just go do that. So, anyway, if you're thinking about it, maybe next year. Maybe the three of us will do it together next year.
You want to?
Well, it seemed like no one else did, so never mind.